Primetime Polkas is sponsored by Jerry Zagar, the Polka supporters and sponsors.
Hello.
So,
you want to hear some polkas and waltzes?
Come on, I can't wait.
Well, we've got them.
Primetime Polkas is next.
This is the moment we were training for all yesterday afternoon.
We are just pleased as punch to have you aboard.
Primetime, listen to Primetime Polkas.
We play the songs that will bring you good cheer. Sounds that are pleasing to everyone's ear. Almost like magic, yes, they bring you happiness. Come do some prime time with us.
Good afternoon and welcome to Primetime Polkas. I'm your host, Jerry Zagar, featuring the best of Slovenian Cleveland-style polkas and waltzes and more every Saturday at high noon here at 92.3, 94.1, 102.1 FM and 620 KHB Pittsburgh. For your requests, dedications, and donations to the program, you can write to Primetime Polkas, P.O. Box 73, North Versailles, PA 15137. Or you can email the show, like us on Facebook, and visit our website at primetimepolkas.com. Great to have you aboard on the second weekend in June 2023. Got the usual great polka music on the docket for you, plus a lot of news and events to tell you about, and your requests and dedications as well. Let's get things rolling with this from Frankie Kramer.
We'll be right back.
touch that dial. You don't know where it's been. Primetime Polkas, 620 KHB, Pittsburgh.
Happy music for happy people. Primetime Polkas.
To Milwaukee, Wisconsin for that one from Jeff Winard and the Eli Polka, the late Georgie Suhan right here from Western Pennsylvania and the Loveland Polka. And starting off today, Saturday, June 10th, 2023 broadcast with Frankie Kramer and Boots and Saddles. I've got more music by request coming up after this word from the SNPJ. Are you looking for affordable life insurance and competitive annuity rates? Do you want to be part of a fraternal organization that has been around for more than a century, providing its members peace of mind through financial products and a sense of community through fraternal spirit? If so, you should consider joining the Slovene National Benefit Society. We are a nonprofit organization that offers both permanent and term life insurance plans, as well as annuities and IRAs. As a fraternal organization, our profits go back to our members in the form of programs and services like scholarships, social and educational events, athletic tournaments, volunteer opportunities, charitable donations, and more. When you join Slovene National Benefit Society, more commonly known as the SNPJ, you are not only securing your financial future, but also making a positive impact on your community. To learn more about our products and benefits, call the SNPJ home office at 1-800-843-7675 or visit our website, snpj.org. SNPJ, your friend for life.
620 KHB.
This request comes in by text. It's for Mom Tessie on her 99th birthday tomorrow, Sunday, June 11th. So congratulations and happy birthday to Tessie. This comes in from your son, Joe, and his wife, Roxanne Radosi. For you, this is America's Polka King, Frankie Yankovic from 1968.
You're my darling now.
some sad news to let you know about the passing of Helen Zelek, age 93, of Verona. She passed away peacefully on Tuesday, May 23rd. So our deepest sympathies go out to the family and friends of Helen Zelek and Helen's daughter, Ramona Petrowski, and her husband, John. And I remember all the good times we used to have at the Sylvan Bar in Verona with you guys with the Autobahn Band over these past many years. And at 1 o'clock today, they're going to have a life celebration for Helen. And I'll be stepping out of the studio and heading right there this afternoon to celebrate the life of Helen Zelek. And some more sad news, as you already may have heard, Steve Meisner passed away the afternoon of Thursday, June 1st. Even though Steve last performed on stage on May 21st, he learned the following week he was being diagnosed with stage 4 cancer in multiple locations. Steve, along with his family, were beyond shocked. Before any meaningful treatment could be considered, Steve passed away peacefully in Meritor Hospital in Madison, Wisconsin, the afternoon of June 1st. Barb, his loving wife of 38 years, was by his side with his daughters Whitney and Lindsay and son Austin. The loss of Steve Meisner is a profound tragedy, leaving behind a void in the music community and in the hearts of those who knew and admired him. The entire family wants to express their gratitude for the outpouring of support over the past few days. They are both grateful and overwhelmed and ask everyone for patience as they begin to be able to speak to all of you sometime in the future. Due to the anticipated size crowd a traditional funeral would bring, there will not be an immediate service for Steve. Plans are already underway to hold a memorial celebration in the style that Steve would have enjoyed, being held in mid to late summer, somewhere in the greater Milwaukee area. As soon as these plans are completed, information will be provided, as we know many of you wish to be able to attend. Please continue to watch on Steve's website, stevemeisner.com, or his Facebook page for updates. And on a personal note, I can't imagine how many hours and hours and hours of Steve and his dad Vern's music that we've played over the years on this radio show in 26 years and 30 years in total. A great majority of those shows were always filled with Meisner music. And Steve actually played my wedding back in 1998, and we had him play a few of our radio show dances as well over the years. And Steve was my first professional music inspiration as I was a kid just learning the music. It was great to spend a few days with him just 5 weeks ago in Milwaukee for the 40th anniversary of Polka Parade. And little did I know that'd be the last time I would see Steve. So our deepest sympathies go out to the family and friends and fans of Steve Meisner, passing away on Thursday, June 1st at the young age of just 62 years old. In memory of Steve, let's do some waltzes. This is from his first album, Songs of Love. And then after that, another waltz from his latest recording, Thank You, Music Lovers.
Before, for I have found my one true. your kiss as warm as sun in spring. You give and give more than to live. You, my wildflower, there's more to life than this. We'll reach a higher star.
In memory of the late Steve Meisner, that was one from his latest CD, Thank You Music Lovers, one called The Wildflower Waltz, and from his first album, Songs of Love, that was Dance With Me. And in front of that, America's Polka King, Frankie Yankovic, by request, with the Baby Doll Polka. And I'd like to thank everyone who continues to send in their donations to contribute financially to help keep this radio show on the air here at KHB. It's really appreciated in keeping this show on the air, so God bless you guys. And if your business or event would like to advertise here on the radio show, you can visit our website and send us an email from there at primetimepolkas.com. You can also message us and find us on Facebook, facebook.com/primetimepolkas, or you can give us a ring here at the radio station at 412-825-6262. And some notes come in from the Primetime mailbag this week. A card comes in. It says, Dear Jerry, hope you have a great birthday and a year that's awesome. Thank you for all the beautiful music you play and hope your 26th year in broadcasting is as great as the last 25 have been. Bless you. And this comes in from Teresa Granada. Thank you so much, Teresa, for the birthday card, the kind note, and the donation towards the program. I appreciate it. Also from the mailbag, a note comes in. It says, Jerry, Dorothy, and I wish to thank you for our mention on last Saturday's program. It's wonderful to have a friend like you. This comes in from Johnny Five Pack and his wife, Dorothy, up there in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Thank you guys so much for the donation towards the radio program. I appreciate it. So for these fine people, let's go back to the archives with Johnny Pecan and Lou Trebar. This is the Coffee Break Polka.
what show do you all listen to on Saturday afternoon?
The last time I saw Henry, good old Henry, my best friend, I was walking with my true love, strolling down the street. I'll bet you never guess who he happened to meet. I said, darling, this is Henry, and you could almost hear her purr. The last time I saw Henry was the last time I saw her. Was it his tailor-made suit, his foreign-made car, his hand-painted tie, or dollar cigar? Was it his eyes, or his mustache, or that Philadelphia bankroll he just happened to flash? I remember Henry smiling, all the rest is just a blur. The last time I saw Henry was the last time I saw her. That fancy tailor-made suit, that foreign-made car, were borrowed from me. So was the cigar they drove away, my girl and Hank. And to think I even paid to put the gas in the tank. I remember Henry waving as they traveled around the curve. The last time I saw Henry was the last time I saw.
Going back 20 plus years for that one from the early 2000s from the album Drive Time. That's Carl Lukacs and The Last Time I Saw Henry. In front of that, by request, Johnny Pecan and Lou Trebar and the Coffee Break Polka. I've got some news and events I want to tell you about coming up next, including more music until 1 o'clock. Here on this show, Primetime Polkas, I'm your host, Jerry Zagar. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Right here at 92.3, 94.1, 102.1 FM, and 620 KHB Pittsburgh. And streaming at primetimepolkas.com. Another one of our sponsors, SNPJ Lodge number 106 at Imperial. The club hours are from 2 until 10 p.m. That's on Monday through Friday. And then on the weekends from noon until 10 p.m. Stop by on the weekdays for happy hour from 4 until 6 p.m. And for fun and games at the bar, the first and third Thursdays of the month, they've welcomed in their new chefs. And the kitchen is open Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays from 4 until 8 p.m. It's open to the public. Check out their great barbecue. Some upcoming dates happening there, including tomorrow, Sunday, June 11th. It's their next car cruise of the season, and that will start at 12 noon with music by The Magic Moments. It's open to the public with food and refreshments available. Again, that is tomorrow, Sunday, June 11th, beginning at noon with The Magic Moments. On Friday, June 16th, they'll have back Dancing Queen in their Imperial Room. That's from 8 until 11 p.m. It's open to the public with their kitchen open and refreshments available. Donation is $10. And then on Sunday, June 25th, the Cornhole Tournament. That begins at 3 p.m. If you'd like to become a member of Lodge 106, stop in and fill out a quick and easy application. There are great dates still available at the Imperial Room at SNPJ Lodge 106. Call their event coordinator, Hannah, at 412-779-8534 to book your special event today. You can visit their website at snpj106.com. Find them on Facebook or call them at 724-695-1411. If you miss any of our broadcasts here on Saturday at KHB, you can go to our website at primetimepolkas.com. If you want to hear them again, you can tune in there anytime, including my Polka Parade broadcasts that air about once a month over Milwaukee Radio. And I'll be producing another show coming up this week for next week's broadcast on June 17th. That'll run in Milwaukee, and I will have that available online by Tuesday or Wednesday of this coming week at primetimepolkas.com. And don't forget to check out the six other shows I've already produced this year for Polka Parade. Tune in those broadcasts and all the broadcasts of Primetime Polkas at KHB right at our website at primetimepolkas.com. The SNPJ Heritage Center weekend is scheduled at Enon Valley. That's at the SNPJ Recreation Center. It's happening this weekend, including today with the Bellina Tournament by Denny Brand, a paint and sip by Sarah Loudon, and fun and games in the Gastilna this evening. And then tomorrow, Sunday, June 11th, a free admission dance with the Frank Stanger Orchestra and the Western Pennsylvania SNPJ Button Box Club. And that will be in their Heritage Pavilion from 1 until 6 p.m. It's free admission, but they ask for monetary donations to defer the costs. That's the SNPJ Heritage Center weekend in Enon Valley, Pennsylvania, concluding tomorrow with a dance on Sunday, June 11th. And the next event for us as we celebrate 26 years of this radio program and 30 years on the air in total will be our annual summer dance taking place at the Yukon Slovenian Hall on Sunday, July 2nd. It starts at 2 p.m. with music by Klanik and Friends. Food and refreshments available, and it's always a great time there at the Yukon Slovenian Hall. Again, that's Sunday, July 2nd, beginning at 2 p.m. with music of Klanik and Friends as we continue celebrating 26 years of Primetime Polkas. Mark your calendar, and we hope to see you there. The annual Slovene Fest celebration is coming up Friday through Sunday, July 7th through the 9th. It's held at the SNPJ Recreation Center in Enon Valley, PA, the borough of SNPJ. And checking out the band schedule for Friday, July 7th, they'll have the Garrett Titano Band, the Don Wattila Band, a Slovenian folklore group, the country band, the Wrangler Band, also Mikey D and the KTB Band, plus a day-long button box jam. On Saturday, July 8th, it starts at noon with the Miss SNPJ pageant competition. And also starting at noon, the Bob Zolka Band, Ron Likovic Band, Klanik and Friends, the Frank Stanger Orchestra, Vasily Godsi, the Slovenian folklore group, Vintage Vinyl, the Polka Playmates, the Western Pennsylvania SNPJ Button Box Club, the Fairport Jammers, Vince Wrigler and his Polka Pals, and Patty C and the guys, plus that day-long Button Box Jam. On Sunday, July 9th, it starts at noon with the Miss SNPJ Pageant Crowning, and then music beginning at 1 o'clock with the Frank Moravcik Band, the Polka Classics, the Joe Gerkman Band, a Slovenian folklore group, Vasily Fontia with Frank and Daryl Valencik and Dave Pendle, plus Ron Pivovar, Matt Sapizi and Pravi Royaki, the Sulkar Gola Band, and the day-long Button Box Jam. That again is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 7th, 8th, and 9th. It's Slovene Fest at the SNPJ Recreation Center in Enon Valley, PA. If you need more information and all the details, visit them online at slovenefest.com. And the 79th annual American Slovene Day is coming up on Sunday, August 6th at the Yukon Slovenian Hall with music by the Skavinsky Band. That runs from 2 until 6 p.m., and it supports our American Slovene Radio Hour. Ethnic food and refreshments will be available. This is sponsored by the Westmoreland County Federation, SNPJ Lodge 729, the Silver Stars. Again, this is Sunday, August 6th at the Yukon Slovenian Hall for the 79th annual American Slovene Day. And if you need more information about any of these events I just mentioned, go to our website at primetimepolkas.com. Click on Weekender Polka Events. Happy birthday wishes are being sent out this week to Eileen Kramer, also to Pam Reed and B. Ujevich. And this comes in from People Encouraging Polkas, the Boosters, and the Secretary, Dolly Heisen. Also, I received a phone message this week from Handel and Lucy Roberts. They'd like to hear a Garrett Titano tune, so that is coming up for Handel and Lucy. And also, happy anniversary wishes. This was yesterday, on Friday, June 9th, to Tom and Patty Barshall. They celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary. So congratulations, guys, and happy anniversary. This comes in from your niece, Diana Barshall, and from all the Barshall family, and from all of us here at Primetime Polkas. I have a tune coming up for you guys next as well. But first, by request, this is live Garrett Titano Band.
to be your source for the best of polkas and waltzes. From Cleveland to Johnstown to all of southwestern PA, this is Pittsburgh's 620 KHB. And this is Primetime Polkas.
I'm as proud as can be every time you're with me, and we dance to the happy polka. They all know that we're in love when they see us dancing under starry skies above. So let me love you, really love you, 'cause I'm always thinking of you, and it's happy polka time. Come, love, dance with me. Don't you know it's happy polka time?
Less than 20 minutes remaining on today's broadcast. It's Primetime Polkas with your host, Jerry Zagar, on 620 KHB, also 92.3, 94.1, and 102.1 FM. That was Bob Kravis with a tune that we might recognize as the theme song for Steve Novosel's show. Steve recorded that as the Sugar Shack Polka. That was the Happy Polka, as done by Bob Kravis. In front of that, for Tom and Patty Barshall on their anniversary yesterday, that's the Western Pennsylvania SNPJ Button Box Club and the Small Fry Polka. Starting off that set, also by request, with live Garrett Titano Band from earlier this year and the Hog Wobbler Polka. Each one of these shows are pre-recorded, but if you get to us by Thursday of the week, we can get your request or dedication on. You can do so by finding us on Facebook, facebook.com/primetimepolkas. Go directly to our website, get our email address on there at primetimepolkas.com, or you can write to us during the week at Primetime Polkas, P.O. Box 73, North Versailles, PA 15137. If you're tuning in live on the radio, don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour at 1 o'clock, it's Jack Taddy's Polka Place, and then at 2 p.m., it's Steve Novosel and the Polka Palace right here at KHB Radio.
This year, 2023, Pretty in Pink is celebrating 12 years of assisting local cancer patients. And while this is a good cause for celebration, we need your help now more than ever. With the current state of the economy, local cancer patients are facing more financial challenges than ever. We are welcoming you to the annual Pretty in Pink benefit dance on Sunday, June 25th at the Yukon Slovenian Hall in Yukon, Pennsylvania. The music will start at 2 o'clock, and we will be welcoming back the polka classics by popular demand. So be ready to dance and have a great time. There will be food and beverages available, as well as a Chinese auction, door prizes, and much more. All proceeds will benefit local cancer patients. If you're unable to attend the dance, we could still use your financial support. For more information, you can contact Lois Denning at area code 412-554-7404. Or you can write to the Westmoreland County Federation of SNPJ Lodges at 40 Peters Road, Greensburg, Pennsylvania, 15601. Pretty in Pink. Use your generosity to make the difference in the life of a cancer patient today.
Make your plans now to join the International Polka Association on Labor Day weekend, September 1st through the 3rd, for the 55th annual IPA Festival and Convention. The festival returns to the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, Pittsburgh Cranberry, for three fun-filled days of polka entertainment. You'll be entertained with music by Lenny Gamulka and the Chicago Push, The Beat, John Goda and Gorale, the Polka Country Musicians, Klanik and Friends, the Polka Family, the IPA Tribute Band, Old School, the New Brass Express, the Garrett Titano Band, Tony Blazonczyk's New Phase, Focus, Dennis Plisky and the Maestro's Men, and the Cosmics Band. There will be a pre-festival welcome party on Thursday with Alex Meixner, a Friday morning golf outing presented by Jeff Yash, the 54th Hall of Fame and Music Awards banquet, pool parties, a polka mass on Sunday, the election of officers and directors, plus much, much more. For room reservations, go to www.ipapolkas.com/go/2023 IPA Festival. If you prefer to call to make your reservation, you can do so by calling the hotel directly at 724-776-6900 and be sure to mention the IPA attendee block for our special room rate. All rooms and rates are subject to availability at the time of reservation. For all the latest information regarding the festival, please visit our website, www.ipapolkas.com. It's going to be a fun-filled, fantastic weekend you don't want to miss. We hope to see you there.
Trawę zelenę i noc. kotkyrka, nasze to miasto, Kirsam doma. Tam pod Gorjanci staro je miasto, si stary znanci, pridem od ja.
Primetime Polkas plays something old, something new, and something just for you on 620 KHB.
620 KHB. Another hour of polka music. Pow, 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 way.
I'll send this one out to the president of SNPJ Lodge 729 Silver Stars, Mr. Larry Krantz and his wife Joanne. I'd like to thank them so much for the donation towards the radio program. This is not exactly where they live in Yukon, but it's one street up. This is the Homer Street Polka with Bud Herzig. winding down the show with Tom Brusky and an EIO polka medley. In front of that, Bud Herzig on the button box with the Homer Street Polka. Going across the pond to Slovenia for one for Steven in Bell Township. That was Ensemble Spell and Kirka Sanyava. And starting off that set for our Polish friends, Alex Meixner from his CD Polish Blood. And that was an old-time Polish obedic. And special thank you to all who sent cards, emails, texts, and Facebook messages this past week for my Jubilee birthday this past Monday. Thank you, guys. Thanks for tuning in the show today. You can hear Primetime Polkas every Saturday beginning at 12 noon right here at 92.3, 94.1, 102.1 FM, and 620 KHB Pittsburgh. For requests, dedications, and donations to the program, you can write to Primetime Polkas, P.O. Box 73, North Versailles, Pennsylvania, 15137. Or you can email us and visit our website at primetimepolkas.com. Also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/primetimepolkas. I'm your host, Jerry Zagar, saying there's polka music in every heart. Join me again next Saturday for more great polkas and waltzes. Coming up next is Jack Tatty and the Polka Place. Laka noche, everyone. Primetime Polkas is sponsored by Jerry Zagar, the Polka supporters and sponsors.
Good night, good night. Keep the polka fade, baby.
This has been a Primetime Polkas production.